Hi, I'm Fernando de Oliveira, and in this video, I'm going to talk about Conversations as a Platform with Azure Bot Service and Cortana Intelligence. So before I start talking about it, let me just do a quick introduction about me. I was an intern at Microsoft for 1 year and a half, which I was one of the responsible for the development of Rio 2016 Olympics and Paralympics portal. And now I'm a consultant. So let's get started. The way that we develop our applications is changing over time. During the 80s, we started with desktop applications. In the 90s, we gave birth to internet, which enabled us to start creating web applications. In the 2000s, we started with mobile apps. And now the future is creating applications that can interact naturally with users. It's the rise of artificial intelligence. So conversation as a platform benefits developers, business, and individuals. In terms of development, it's creating a new conversational canvas, which enable developers to create applications that can interact more naturally with users. In terms of business, it's creating a new opportunity, creating a new market of chatbots. It's a new way to transform business. And for individuals, it has a more personal way to discover, access, and interact with users. So what are some benefits of conversations as a platform? It enhances productivity through task automations and through automated workflows. You can reach customers anywhere on any platform, any device. You can engage with customers and users in a natural way. You can expose your products and services via messaging platforms where users are already highly engaged. When we talk about messaging platforms, we can think about Facebook Messenger, Slack, Microsoft Teams, Telegram, and so on. So we spend a lot of time using these platforms. So why not expose your products to users that are highly engaged in this kind of platform? And also, it can improve customer experience and reduce the need of human assistance. For example, imagine you have a call center. Why not creating a chatbot that can help users to get responses instead of using human assistance? It could be better because you can reduce costs of operations, and at the same time, you can provide efficient answer to users in real time. So it's really cool. So I'll talk about some intelligent platforms like Cognitive Services, Microsoft Bot Framework, and Azure Bot Service. Cortana Intelligence Suite basically is a collection of services with different purposes. It has services focused on information management, machine learning and analytics, big data stores, intelligence, and dashboard and visualizations. So we're going to be focused on intelligent services like Cognitive Services, Bot Framework, and Cortana. So what is Microsoft Cognitive Services? It is a collection of machine learning REST APIs that you can use in your applications with different strategies. We have vision APIs that are focused on understanding images and video, like face recognition. We have speech APIs that can be used to hear and speak to your users, identify speakers, and understand intent. We have language APIs that are used to process and recognize text, so you can understand better what the user is typing. You have knowledge APIs that are used to reach knowledge from the web, academia, or your own data. And we have search APIs that are used to access web pages, images, videos, and so on, with the power of Bing APIs. It's an engine that is used on Cortana, so it's a good way to use search on your bot. So I'll talk about the bot framework. Bot framework basically is a platform that enables us to build bots. So we have the bot builder. The bot builder is a framework that you can use to build your application. It's an open source SDK on GitHub, and you can develop your bot with Node.js or C#. It has support of rich attachments like images, cards, videos, documents, and so on. It has support for calling via Skype, and it has an online and offline chat emulator. The chat emulator is really good because you can use it to test your applications instead of just deploying to development purposes. So it's a good way to test your bot. So we also have the developer portal. It's a portal that you can use to connect your bot with a lot of different channels like Skype, Slack, Facebook Messenger, Office 365 Mail, and so on. It's a portal that you can register, connect, publish, and manage your bot. You can host your bot in your app via Direct Line API. For example, if you want to integrate your app, your mobile app with your bot, you can use Direct Line API too. So it's really good. And in terms of cognitive services, the bot framework enables us to integrate cognitive services with the bot builder. So all of the machine learning REST APIs that I mentioned, you can integrate with your bot to provide a better experience to users. So this is the bot directory. Bot directory is used for publishing your bot for developers. So it's good because users can provide feedbacks. You can see what is good on your bot or on your bot and what is not good. You can change your code before publishing in production. So it's good if your bot is public. So I'm going to talk about the Azure Bot Service. Basically, it accelerates deployment and development cycles, enrich your bots, and boost operational efficiencies. You can create your bot with the developer portal, and also you can create your bot with the Azure Bot Service. So Azure Bot Service is in preview mode, and it will help you to create your bot more in an easy way. So it accelerates the deployment and development cycle, so you can develop your way. So you can choose Node.js or C# to develop your bot. You can build in your preferred code editor like VS Code or Visual Studio. It has a quick start templates, so it's good because you don't need to start from scratch. You already have templates that can accelerate your development. And also, it has an integrated chat window on Azure that you can see your bot running. Also, as mentioned, you can enrich your bot using channel support, cognitive services, direct line support, and embedded web chat. And you can boost operational efficiencies. The Azure Bot Service is powered by Azure Functions. Which means that you can trigger events inside the chatbot. And it's a good feature, it's a credible feature that you can use in your chatbots. Also, you can have a continuous deployment, you can scale your bot on demand, and you can reduce problems with DevOps. So let's go to the best part, the demo. So here I have a demo called Hotel Bot. So basically, this bot will help users to find hotels nearby. So basically, this bot was created in Node.js. As I mentioned, you can also create with C#. So I decided to create with Node.js. And I'm going to show a few examples on how you can integrate your bot with cognitive services. Don't worry about the code. This demo is open source, so you can go to github.com/fernandobrs/hotelbot. All the code is here. So this bot will be integrated with Language Understanding Intelligence Services, also called as LUIS, Bing Spellcheck, Text Analytics, and Web Language Model. So Language Understanding Intelligence Service is used to make your bot interacting more naturally with users. The Bing Spellcheck API is used when you type a wrong word, for example, and it understands what you're typing. And we have the Text Analytics API. It's good for in terms of getting the sentiment analysis of a text. And also you have the Web Language Model API that basically you can use to split your string with spaces. So I'll show it running and you can understand better this concept. So this is my bot. I'll start the connection here. Okay. I'll type like hi. And it will respond some ways to you can type. So I will search some hotels near Seattle. So you can type like search hotels near Seattle. So it will bring me some hotels. If you click on more details, it will open the Bing. So it will show all hotels near Seattle. It's a good feature. Also, these questions, all of this way to, of interaction was created using the Language Understanding Intelligence Services. So now let's check the second one is the Bing Spellcheck API. So if I type something wrong, for example, search hotels near, let's type Seattle in a wrong way. So Seattle. So it will understand that you would like to say Seattle. So it's a good feature too. So the third one is Text Analytics API. It's a sentiment analysis. So for example, imagine that you want customers, users to provide feedbacks. So I want to provide feedbacks about this bot. So he didn't understand, so I can type like, I want to provide feedback. It will ask me, what is your feedback? It's like, this bot is really cool. So it will get the score. So if the score is near zero, is basically is understanding that you really don't like the bot. So if you have the score more than 0.5, is that you are satisfied with the bot. So it will interpret, will try to understand your text and see if it's a good text or not, it's a good feedback or not. So the other one is the Web Language API. If I type like if I type search hotels in Seattle without space, like search hotels near Seattle, it will break in different strings and also will provide the same result. So when we talk about interactions in a natural way with users, we need to think about it. Users can type things in different ways, so we need to deal with this situation. So we have a lot of different language APIs that you can use to improve the results of your bot. So let's go back for our presentation. So that's it. The next step is sign up for a free Azure trial, create your first bot, and you can see some information about the bot framework in the dev.botframework.com. So that's it. I hope you liked it. So thanks for watching.